Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. For Tall Story number 51, we head to Brussels to explore one of the city's most spectacular Art Nouveau structures. But it wasn't designed by the master of the style, Belgium's very own Victor Horta, as many mistakenly believe. Here's Monocle's Carlotta Rebello.
One of the most fascinating things about Brussels is its architecture. The Belgian capital is dotted with Art Nouveau gems by the revolutionary Victor Horta. But a simple stroll around the city reveals other architectural treats that illustrate just how diverse its structures really are. Starting off in the European Quarter, where most buildings were opened in the early 90s, the resemblance between them is striking. They are all tall, glass-covered structures. A short walk towards the centre and you'll stumble upon the Royal Palace, a perfect example of neoclassical style with a large square separating the palace from the neighbouring Brussels Park. And as we continue our descent towards the intricate medieval city centre, just at the top of Mont des Arts, sits one of the greatest examples of modernism in the city, the Musical Instruments Museum. But the building started its life differently, as the Old England department store. Around 1890, the chain decided to expand and add Brussels to its list of branches, which already included Paris, Bordeaux, Geneva, and Rome. And as business grew, they commissioned the architect Paul Saint-Aignan to construct a brand new building with large windows and well-lit spaces to maximize daylight on all products on display. The result is an Art Nouveau masterpiece, a seven-story glass industrial building with a steel frame featuring arched windows, intricate decorative detail, and the words Old England engraved in large ceramic panels in its facade. On the left-hand side, there's a spectacular six-sided cast-iron turret topped with a lantern. When it opened to the public in 1900, it was very popular with the upper-class clientele, looking for quality clothing and stationery. And their meeting point? The store's tea room. The Old England department store closed its doors in 1973, and the building stayed shut for a couple of years until it was bought by the state in the late 1980s to rehouse the Musical Instruments Museum. When it opened its doors to the public in 2000, the Old England had been restored to its former glory, and panels with strips of musical notation were attached to the balconies as a symbol of the building's new life. Inside, it was adapted to serve as a museum, and the tea room now gives place to a panoramic restaurant where tourists and locals still flock to see the city from atop. Today, it is a celebration of music with a collection of over 8,000 instruments from Belgium, Europe, and other continents, providing an incredible auditory experience to every visitor as they discover each instrument at a time. It is a popular museum, and an unusual one too, but you can't help to imagine how busy these doors and windows were in the Old England days. Today, all that's left are those two words engraved at the top of this structure.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Carlotta Rebello for today's episode. Now remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.